Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here.
Claire and Dane's podcast.
Claire, unfortunately, waking to the news again over the weekend of another what seems terror attack in London. This time a van, seeming all too familiar, plowed through pedestrians on the London Bridge. And then three attackers got out and then continued the attack by slashing at passers-by. Reports are coming out today. It took 8 minutes from the initial call for police to show up and to subdue these attackers. And you actually have a friend who's living and working over in the UK.
Yes,
at the
I do. Georgia. Good morning, Georgia.
Good morning.
So, Georgia, you woke to the news that most of us here in Australia are waking to as well. What's the sort of feeling like over there at the moment?
Yeah, it's pretty somber. I think there's generally a feeling, especially with the Manchester attacks so recent in everyone's minds, this kind of feeling of resilience and going about your day, keep going, we're not going to let them win, which is a good feeling, but there's also definitely a lot of sadness and a lot of people hurting. I think I went out today, this afternoon, and the whole city felt quite quiet. There were still people around and everything was still buzzing, but there's definitely a kind of somber feel to the city.
Now, Georgia, you said that you're about 20 minutes away from the bridge and you walk over that to get to work. How's that going to impact you now?
Look, I don't think it will. I think of the attacks that happened a few months ago with Westminster attacks, that happened on a work day and the next day everyone was out and about, tubes, buses, walking across the exact same bridge. I feel that Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, has said that Londoners are resilient and they just keep going. And it's completely true. I'm imagining tomorrow that everyone's going to be going about their same business, doing whatever they have to do without showing any difference as to what's happened. And I think that's a great thing that London has about it, is that they're so resilient and they pull together. And I think the whole UK has done that in the past few weeks. But I think this one's, because they've been in such close succession, I think this one's going to take a while. There's quite a lot of open wounds that need to heal.
Absolutely. And Georgia, have you noticed when you have been out and about any extra security that's been added yet?
Yeah, there's been lots of police out and about, which is really good. We've also, obviously, after the Manchester attacks, they brought the security up from severe to critical. And so we saw a lot of army guys around, and so obviously that's been taken back down to severe, so we've seen lots of police around today, which is quite a comforting sight to see. I think it's, the police are quite well respected here, and as you said, they took 8 minutes to respond, so they've done a really fantastic job, I think, and really they should be praised for the emergency services, what they've done. So even though there's more of them on the street, I think people feel safer and they respect that, this needs to happen, and it's better that they're on the street than not being seen. Mm.
Surely a concern has got to be, this is three attacks in 3 months now over in the UK, all rather close together in rather large tourist hotspots as well. Is there any uncertainty in your mind that this actually isn't the end, unfortunately, just yet?
Yeah, I think I was talking to a group of friends today, actually. We went out and we're having a chat about it. And it's interesting, people's different takes on it. Some people have said, I don't want to think about it. I'm not going to let it impact me. And other people, for that exact reason that it's been three attacks in close succession, that it's just, it's cutting a bit close to home now. And it's in the back of your mind. And especially two attacks like the Westminster and the one last night, that are so familiar, that they're basically the same. It's just sadness, I think, is the people are sad for the victims.
It is fantastic to see, though, that people have banded together.
Well, you have to. What else can you do?
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't, that means they've won. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Georgia.
Stay safe. And, of course, that you can catch that One Love Manchester on the gig tonight on Channel 9 as well.
Yeah.
Georgia, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
We are currently sitting on -1. It's getting colder, Claire.
It is, but you know what? It's winter now. I've learned to deal with it now. Now that it's a week in, I'm like, okay, this is happening.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like, though?
What?
How fast we go through firewood.
Oh, so you've got a fireplace.
I've got a fireplace, yeah.
Right. So yeah. Do you, obviously you got by get the kindling to set it up and then put the bigger ones on top, or do you just buy big ones and break that up for the kindling?
Well, we had a bit of wood in the backyard from where a branch fell down and just a few sticks and stuff. So we've been using that.
Right.
And just we've run out.
Who's the fire starter in your house?
Both of us. Depends.
Who's the better fire starter in your house should have been
probably
the question.
Probably Sam. I can start a fire. Yeah. I just need probably five or six different things in my arsenal to be able to start it.
So what? How do you start?
So we have those little fire starters. Yeah. So I put everything down. So I put the big blocks and all the kindling and stuff. Throw a fire starter in there. Grab a piece of newspaper and try and
light
jab.
It. Yeah. Gotcha. That's probably what I'll do.
It probably takes a while though, because normally the flame goes out of the newspaper. So you've just got hot embers trying to start the coal.
Doesn't work out very well
for you.
Well, that's fair enough. And what are the cats like the fire? Do they enjoy the fireplace there?
I love the fireplace. Yeah? Amber's been very snuggly recently.
Yeah, right.
She sleeps under the covers with me now.
Hang on. Whoa. She did just sleep in a pillow above your head.
Yes, but now she sleeps in front of me like she's a cuddly teddy bear. She's got a head on the pillow with me, and she rests into me, and I cuddle into her.
Claire.
I think it annoys Sam.
You think? I know it annoys him because it annoys me. We're like the same human.
Oh,
the
yeah,
thing
of course.
Is, do you know what cats do? They kill animals like rats and mice and stuff, not like other pets.
Yeah.
They lick their bums. They eat poo, and you letting it sleep under the covers with you? Lick/eat poo, and you let it sleep under the covers with you?
It's not an it, it's an amber.
Claire, with these cold temperatures around as well, might force some mice to find a new residence in your cupboard, perhaps.
Yeah, like your house.
Yeah, exactly right. And look, we did have to, we were lucky we caught it, but we did bait as well, but that's becoming a bit of an issue for your household pets. To give us some advice on what we should do if we're baiting around the place to make sure our furry friends are okay, Amelia from the Griffith Animal Hospital joins us right now. Good morning, Amelia.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good. Now, Amelia, you've seen, is it 7 life-threatening cases of bait indigestion in the past week?
Yeah, that's right, guys. We've actually had another 3 in the last 24 hours. So it's bringing our total up to 10 in the last week. So it's just been crazy at work at the moment.
And is that just from household pets consuming the bait that people have put out for them to kill the mice?
Yeah, that's right. So I guess we've had sort of a bit of a mouse plague, as you guys would be aware. A lot of people are putting down these rat and mice baits in their house or even around their house. And we're finding that cats and dogs are either eating the baits because they taste good or they can even get sick sometimes from eating the mice or rats that have died from the baits as well, which is a real problem.
Okay, so what kind of signs should we be looking out for on our pets if we think that they may have eaten some? Because you don't always see them eat it either.
Yeah, I guess that's the key thing. And I guess the extra tricky thing with rat and mice baits can be that it can take 2 or 3 days to actually start to make your pet sick.
Wow.
So I guess the best thing to do, if you're not sure if your pet's eaten it or if you've seen them eat it at the time, best thing is to take them into your vet, and sometimes we can make them actually vomit it up, which is the best case scenario. Other things to look for would be, pale gums, if they're having trouble breathing, if there's any blood coming from anywhere, or just any signs of lethargy, and if you happen to have baits down, to contact your vet straight away.
Are there any pet-friendly baits, or is it all just be err on the side of caution and don't let them near it?
Yeah, I think best to err on the side of caution. You'd be surprised how many cases we diagnose in animals that the owners swear they wouldn't have been able to eat any bait. But even a lot of the pet-friendly products are just a little bit more bitter than the other ones. So often our pets will still eat them. So probably the safest option is to use traps or the humane live trap options. But the RSPCA website has got some great advice as well, because it is a really tricky time of year to manage the rodents as well.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, Amelia, thank you so much for chatting to us today and giving us some advice there. And I'll be sure to make sure my four-legged friends don't get anywhere near it. Yes.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. Well, if anyone needs anything, just call your local vet and they can give you the best advice at the time.
Oh, Amelia, that is fantastic. And hopefully all the cases that you have there pull through. So thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
And our man on the ground live in Los Angeles is Dean McCarthy.
Yes.
Hello,
morning,
Dino.
Good morning, guys. Look, I am live in Hollywood, but all our eyes and thoughts and ears are on Manchester, the One Love concert. online streaming right now. Are you watching it, guys?
Yes, yes, we are watching it in here as well. And from the songs that we've heard so far, it sounds like it's an amazing concert.
Oh, it really is. You know, some of the biggest stars in the world have performed. Justin Bieber came out there. Miley Cyrus and Ariana Grande performed together. So cool. Like, they sat down on the stage. It's very casual. Ariana's wearing, like, a white jumper. Robbie Williams came out. Oh, my goodness. It's just phenomenal. And it's got a really great energy, really great vibe, and they're raising a truckload of cash.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of cash, from what I can see here, they've over 300,000 now.
My goodness, that is so huge. Now, look, if you miss it today, if you're working or whatever, tonight it will be on Channel 9. I think at 8:30 they're replaying it. So, I mean, it's phenomenal. It really is incredible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dino, a couple of highlights for mine. The Gallagher brothers came out and performed. Do you think they'll reunite and do a tour?
You know, there's rumours of this. I don't know. I figured, like, if they this would be the time for them to reunite and perform. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If they weren't going to do it for this, they were never going to do it ever. Will they tour again? Ooh, good question. I don't think they will. I think that they just went, let's put our differences aside for a minute for this. But I'm not sure we'll be seeing them touring again, although I would love it.
Yeah, it would be amazing. Dino, one of the, obviously a very emotional night as well, but literally just happened moments ago, Ariana Grande sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow. We just got a little bit of that now. Grande there. Hey, Dino, what toll do you think this whole thing has taken on Ariana Grande? Do you think she'll be back to her best by the time she gets to Australia with her world tour, which she is still coming to do?
Yeah, I think that she'll be back on her feet. I think she's a true professional, and I think she knows that Aussie fans, they're going to be wanting to see her, and it's so important for her to come down there and put on a great show. But I know personally that she would be really dealing with it and struggling with it. I think she's going to try and put that aside and perform and do a great show for the fans. I think she's going to keep pushing forward for the fans.
Absolutely. And look, if anything, this One Love concert's shown just how strong she
really
is.
Exactly right.
But Dee McCarthy, thank you very much for joining us, and we will chat to you again on Wednesday.
I can't wait. Bye, guys.